Barbola led his contingent of Gauss and Minottas to where a large fallen tree trunk lay covered by fern and shrubbery. Suddenly, the plan became clear to Maudy. She winked at the big otter.
I say, well done, sir. If we bridge the science room with that trunk, then scoot away double quick in the jolly old logboats, we could fool them. Old Cadley Watsits and his foul mob should cross the bridge, thinking we've carried on along the mainstream. What a super wheeze! They'll go right past us, what?
Barbola began clearing away shrubbery.
No time for gossiping now, miss. Those villains'll be here soon. There's a good growth of rush and bush up yon side stream. We can lay low there until they pass. Ahoy! Let's get this old log a-rollin'. You, Gowsum, use your paddles to move it. We need to be quick.
Every beast bent their backs to the task. Shrews dug their paddles under the trunk and levered away with them. Maudy joined Barbola's brawny family, hauling on three stout ropes. At first, nothing happened. Then Lugluk took over.
On my command, crews! One, two, heave!
The trunk began to slide across the ferns and damp moss. Maudy gave a whoop.
That's the stuff, chaps! Keep the blighter moving!
Beetles, worms and all manner of crawling insects fled for fresh cover as they were exposed to the daylight by the shifting of their shelter. An old Gowsham shrew, who was watching the bank side, whispered hoarsely,
Keep your voices down now. Keep them move on. Think I can see them in the distance.
His urgent entreaty lent power and speed to their limbs. The trunk moved rapidly along until they were at the side stream. Barbola and his otters leapt into the water, helping to shift the huge log as the shrews put their paddles to the broken tree's base. Once it was bridging the water firmly, every beast swiftly trampled the area surrounding both sides. This was to make it look as though the trunk was often used as a crossing. Without taking breath, the shrews were back into their log boats, paddling furiously off down the side stream, with the otters towing and pushing each craft. Maudy crouched at the stern of the last boat, alongside Osbill the spotter, whose keen eyes picked up movement back along the bankside.
I can see the painted scum. They'll be at that trunk afore long. I wouldn't be surprised if they spotted us.
Maudy glanced upstream to where the coracle and the leading log boat were slipping into the shelter of overhanging trees and rushes.
Not to worry, bucko. We should just about flippin' well make it. Duck your head, old lad, and hope for the best.
Barbola and Kachuch thrust the stern of the last log boat under cover, just as the leading score of brown rats arrived at the decoy bridge. Kachuch slipped silently along the line of boats, whispering a caution.
Don't paddle. Stay still. If they look up this way and see any movement of boats or trees, they're bound to see us. Lay low now, and not a sound out of any beast.
At the tree trunk bridge, a dispute appeared to have arisen. Curdley's leading rat, Stringle, was calling across the mainstream to the scout Noggo, who was with a large contingent on the far bank.
Can you see any sign of them upstream?
Noggo shrugged as he shouted back.
I can't see him from here. What'll we do?
Stringle sat down in the centre of the log. He looked this way and that, and then scratched his head.
Best wait here till the bus arrives.
Noggo could see the side stream from the opposite bank.
Do you think they've gone up there?
Stringle spat contemptuously into the water.
You thick-headed dolt. How can I sail through this log I'm sitting on? Ha! Even brains was victuals, you would have starved to death when ye was born.
More rats began arriving on either side of the stream, until both banks were crowded, every beast waiting on the arrival of their leader's stretcher.